Beginnen kein Daf im Sechtes Bob mit Zeh Daf Mem Vav. Beginnen mit Avogin Tez Mazda, beginnen die Mara. Wenn ich nicht nur Halle Agab Kaka, why can't he just be magnet to him, transfer him the funds to his property? Which Tez explains, a Breis Aparach, the question is on the Breis itself, Ki the Pirish Rashi, like the way Rashi explains, which it would sound like it's going to Papa. No, it's a question in general on the Mishnah, on the Breis. Oh, which actually the Marie Lando Magia on Tyson's, it's on the Mishnah. Now, so Tyson, no, actually, actually, you could say is that the Papa Perch actually is a question on a Papa. Why? Isn't it a general question on the Mishnah? No, because if you say, not like a Papa, the Inma Beinik and Bechalipin, that a coin cannot be acquired with a Chalipin. Okay, so my Mishnah is to do it. Don't want a guy who has clothing, has a kerchief, but Beinik character doesn't have property. So now he's not like what the Gemara claims, they don't want a totally naked person, has nothing to his name. So that's a question on the Mishnah. Meaning, so it wouldn't be a question on the Mishnah. Yeah, he doesn't have karka. But if you say, like Grandpa, that a coin can be acquired at least with Khalipin, so you have to say, obviously, that it doesn't have a sudu. You have to also explain that it's still my grain, it's not his, that it doesn't have character. So that's the most question. The Tana has to go through so many different things to explain the case, which is like a guy who has nothing to his name. So therefore, that's why it's a question specifically on your papa. And this the Gemara says, what do you mean, standing in the granary? So Tase explains, love perche, that's not really a question. Because we already knew that part of the assumption of the question, that's why it's specifically on a papa. Elamasik Ramil say, no, it's just concluding what he's saying, demarried to Leslie Karka, that we knew that that he doesn't have property. Now, because the Likn Lehamais Bahida says, wait a second. Why can't he just be makning the money Bahida with admission? Just admitting. Kamashikandra of Mari Mirava, they had the Asishal Isser, Mari acquired from Rava. Through Isser's admission, I think Marvin Peg Mishim Mason Babasid Avkov Memtazman Aleph, Apisha Yinu Yoidin. Even though we even knew actually Shloi Shloi Tchil that wasn't even his, and that just admission works. And Vadin Bebari, and the same thing would be by a healthy person, Medeknin Rav Mari, because Avkov Dlav by Yerusha. You can't say it's a din in Shchimra because that would only be someone that's really Yerushai, and Rav Mari was not really Yerushai. So that's the type of question test. Is that why can't you just be makin with Aida? It doesn't answer the question. Next test about the beginning of the Gemara. So, Mamma the Rabbi, you can verb him. There's the Imad Beinikin and the Chalipin. That coins cannot be acquired through Chalipin. Now, Umanda Manasa Chalipin. Now, according to one that says that you could make a Chalipin with money, Nami Tyson. He's also refuted from this. Because from the fact that you can't acquire money through Chalipin, I'm sure you cannot make a chalipin through the matbeah. But, as Taisa said, not the Arhacha, the Gemara just waited till here, because they'll actually tabay to ask on both of them. Well, Kachim to Nami, Adhacha, Loimar. And that's why I also waited over here to say, Bechina Ma'ula, Bechina Ma'rabami, Amr Bechinan, Shemdach Breisa, Misayelahu. Because this Breisa, well, this mission is what supports them. Like we're saying, this is where we established that from this mission you see that Matbeya is not Nikta Bechalipin, and for sure, like we're saying, you cannot be Kaino with the Kinna Chalipin. That's why we bring it all over here, because like we said, this is really the conclusion of both Matbeya, Nikta Bechalipin, and that it cannot be Oysa Chalipin. Next is Matbeya, Nikta Bechalipin, Idri Idri Prototypes. Pirish, in other words, Shulchan in Nesli Prototypes, and Ubalabai is Mashamli Prototypes. We're like a layer tzurasa. There's no form on these coins. Lakach nasa, the nickname chalipin. Therefore, you can make and acquire it through chalipin because it's not considered as a matbea. So it says, but then you're going to say, Valim, why don't you say it's just shulchanin nasalim mois leprotis? Why can't you just say that the, in other words, why didn't the Gemara explain that the chemini give the balabais regular protis? Like it's logical because the balabais need what to pay his workers. It's generally need regular coins, and for these monies. So the Babais give to the Chemini, where can you see the purchase that he has in his house? Why do you have to say that the Shulchani gave him also purchase? And the Chenira, because like Tzadik mentioned, it's over in the Pilum, he has to give his workers. And that's regular coins. The Babais can live Kinyan Suda, but it's the homeowner who gave him through Kinyan Suda, purchase of base, his purchase. Sometimes we could say the Temli Mois Mashma, the wording of the Braisa, sounds like that the Minasin is that with this giving, is chayiv dinner b'trasas. That sounds like that the chemini gave him these monies. With that money, the Balbais is chayiv with the exchange to give him dinner b'trasas, and that it wasn't through a kinyan suda that he had separately done. In other words, so that the dinner that the chemini gave him should be a kinyan suda that through that. It should be claimed to the chemini the dinner treses that the Balabayas has in this house. And he says not to begin the Gemara, but Tani dinner yafa, where the mashma dinner type, that would sound like a good coin. It doesn't say it says yafa dinner. So this is what we're going to say. So behechas lakadaitach dinner type. How did the Rebbe think in this question that it meant a good coin that could be used, but mashmoy is shishli bebasi katani, but. The Balabais guaranteed the store owner to give him back money that's in his house, and every dinner there's six mois. The mois lav hainu shmoi shalom atbeya. When he says mois shesh to bebeisi, it didn't mean the currency that's called mois. And the clever, what he means to say, mebeya shesh to bebeis from the coins that I have in my house. Or Bisram the Legarsi Bebraisa Memois Shesh Lebesi. Yeah, there are certain Gesois in the Bais that don't have the court memois for that reason, because then how could I understand the Gemara Shaila that he would have to give back a dinner if he's talking about its mois? And it just might begin the Gemara Nasko Imloi. It's like as if he told them Hilveni Achiyavi Bini Oichem Tzav Amavtech that I have it. Just have to wait till my son comes or till I find the key. So since we have time, we're going to say, wait, he the Shari Sabra saw. How does this make sense? Although we allow the halach of giving a sa to get a sa. But she have been able in such a case of when, oh, I just have to wait till my son gets home. How could you permit Sabra Saim Kihacha, like over here, which is more than the regular amount? Shanas Le Tresis Yaiser, well, that would be Aser. Well, Ribbis coming, that's regular Ribbis. How does it help that? It's only when it's sa because of the price increase, which rabbinics, and then we let it. But for full fledged ribbis, we don't let it. The attempt we can say is the hacha, the truth is over here. He's not giving him the same coin that he took. A different type. Oh, so the domel mekhamemk is actually similar not to a loan, but actually to business. This is what the Gemara is saying. It's kamoi. Just like you're allowed to do the same amount when it's alone. Buying when he says that Shiva bin E until my son comes, because saying, you know, you give me a quart and I'll give you back a quart. It's only rabbinic. So too, when you're selling something, a philosophical mutter, it's also rabbinic because that's also rabbinic. If you say until my son comes, because it's not really alone. Whatever is made money in some for something else, once this person acquires it, this other one is liable for the exchange. Now, so machlik is Rab and Levi, and Tosa explains how he understands this according to both of them. L'Rav Dama that he says, which the Gemara brings later on the Memzayin Meral. Bekelev Shal Kaina is machlik is who's giving to who. Rav holds the buyer gives his vessel to the seller. So, based on that, the interpretation of this halacha is like this. Kivin shezacha zeh. Once this person merits, bal ha-chayfetz, meaning the owner, the object, the seller, when he merits b'marbeya, the coin from the buyer, because we're talking about marbeya now, as the Gemara understands the Havmina, nischayim zeh, so this guy, who's this one, halikech, becomes liable, but ain't zeh chalipim with the exchange, with the einsim of all the things that the exchange was, because the chalich of the isa, because wherever it is right now, the moment the machna gets what he's giving him, which is the coin, delehu, it's his. Now, says Eloi Gersin Zeh Sheni, if you're not Gairus the word Zeh a second time, which like in our Dura Mas, we say Kimin Shazach Zeh Neschaib Zeh Bechalipin, if you don't have the Gersin of Zeh, it's just Kimin Shazach Zeh Neschaib Bechalipin, Tzachim Purusha, then the interpretation is like this. Kimin Shazach Zeh Hamleicher Bimadbeya, once the seller acquires the coin from the buyer, Neschaib Ihu, it's going on him. He's obligated with what? L'shalom l'kech ha-chevetz, to give now the object to the buyer, shu chalipa mitbeya, which is the exchange of the coin that he got. Now, that's all according to Rab. Well, Levi, d'ama v'kelu shel makne, according to Levi, that says that it's actually the seller who gives a chalipin, gives an object, the sudur, or in our case, what we're talking about, according to the Gemara's Havmin here, the matbeya, to the buyer, and that's how the buyer actually acquires what he's selling him. So then the interpretation would be the opposite, as we explained it. Now, the Igasin Zeh Sheni, now, if you have the use of the second zecher kamen. This is what the Gemara is saying. Kimin shezecher zeh lekech b'matbea. Once the buyer acquires the coin from the seller, the schayv amoich alitin lechalipin. So the zeh is going to the other person because you say another zeh. So it's saying that the seller is obligated to give him the exchange. And be like you're seeing the zeh, and if you don't have the use of the second word zeh, zecher kamen. This is what this is teaching is saying. Kimin shezecher lekech b'matbea. Once the buyer acquires the coin, the schayv who. He's liable for the, whatever happens to the object, it's already his. Or you know, Levi, or another interpretation, because they Levi, have a perush zeh, when it says the word zeh is kamay l'rav, it's just like rav, and that is v'kimen shezacha zeh, pirush, ha-meicher. Once the meicher zeicha, what do you mean meicher? I thought according to Levi, it's not like rav, it's going the other way. Meaning, what is the meicher being zeicha? Not in the object. In the pleasure that the buyer is accepting from him that coin, so that's how it's going to work. So you could say, just like the way Rab, but just it's something else, not the coin itself, but it's the Hano of that, the other guys receiving the coin from him. Now, what did not this within the Mishnah later on, of course, from an Aleph, Hamachle Paro, which the Gersa there should have the word Bechamoyer. So, Lelevi, have a producer, according to Levi, what it means to say is Hamachle Paro Behano is Kabos Chamor. Like we explained that. So I exchange the cow for the pleasure of that this guy's receiving his donkey. And the same thing is the case that we bring on shortly would be the same thing about the hana of the guy receiving it. I think that's not the beginning of the Gemara. No, we could remember this might be as chalipin, that a coin could make chalipin, which is the avak of the moist and the kindness, which takes addressing, and that's what the chiddush is. Even though we know money cannot make an acquisition, that's in general. But if you're saying that I want it as a chalipin, then kani it is going to acquire. Or you could say for the stomach. No, even in general, even you don't specify. Given once he gives back the coin, like the way chalipin is normally done, the object like the kerchief is given back, kana chalipin it acquires as chalipin, or the gives is chalipin in bakanu. You can tell that it's chalipin because you give me it back, and therefore it will acquire. Then it's time going to say, wait a second. The whole reason why we say mois and not coin is a gzeira and v'halo yimer, but the same concern would be when you're doing a chalipin of monies. This he's going to say this is v'chatecha bali because he already made the acquisition, but it's still by the seller and he's not going to save it, as the Gemara discusses this on Amud Beit. So Yisshumi, you can say no. The leish shchiach milsa. It's not really such a common thing. Shiak and hamoyz der chalipin that someone should transfer the monies through a chalipin because the leish shchiach sheid namaycha chevtzay. It's not common that a seller should give his object. The chalipin mois with exchange of monies that's being given shein b'shavas hamekach, which is not equal the amount of how much the sale item is, because the der chalipin that's the way how chalipin is usually done shein b'shavas mois and not that worth the amount of the mois hamekach of the amount of the thing itself. So since it's leishchiach, b'legaz rabbanu we're not geizer on this because they have nisra chatecha aliyah. Because the Amesamach, as the Gemara says shortly on the Medpeis, kamehechlev de meishana b'pada regarding that case, because it's not a common case. Which is common. No, like the matters, do we don't have to be concerned? Maybe that in some your week I burnt in my upper story. Since the seller didn't get his money yet, so he will actually go through the effort and save. Maybe the buyer is going to refuse to give him the money. So although really he would have to, but the guy will say, I don't want to, and you know, and because of that, he will try to save it. But we don't have to make the gzeira, even though. It would seem it would apply in the case of a regular chalipin, like with a siddur.